I think maybe just to start, it's really important to clarify that we are not pulling out of the national dialogue as a whole, but pulling out of the national convention that's scheduled to happen on Friday and Saturday. And that really is because we believe that the project of the national dialogue is a generational opportunity for all South Africans to come together to collectively chart a way forward as a country, and that's something we really believe in. But we started on the journey with a set of principles that we now feel have been undermined, that it must be citizen-led, that it must be deeply meaningful engagement, it must be inclusive of all South Africans, and that we must have absolute transparency and accountability on the funding and the procurement side of things. And our sense was that in the run-up to the National Convention, we just were not at a point where we could meaningfully deliver something that the citizens of South Africa deserve.
So the issue, as you say, is the convention taking place on Friday and Saturday. Let's have a look at that particular event. In what way do you perceive the average South African not being part of this? Because I think everybody listening to us would agree wholeheartedly that the man and the woman in the street really need to have a very serious say in government.
Absolutely. And I think for us, the real challenge has been a resourcing challenge. So NEDLAC is providing the secretariat for the national dialogue, and they received their first funding to do so just last week. And so we haven't had an operational and communications team in place that can really excite the nation to really buy into the project of the national dialogue and to take ownership of it. You know, we would have wanted a convention that came about out of a process of engagement with the South African public. We would have wanted a convention that South Africans were excited about, and we felt like that could be delivered if the date was postponed.
It seems as if government stroke the presidency is in an almost indecent haste to get this thing off the ground. Would you say this comes against the background of our very strife-torn GNU and the fact that there are elections around the corner and that a number of political parties are going to be severely compromised by the municipal elections?
I don't have any insight into the politics of it, but we have found it a strange decision to put the president's announcement of the date ahead of people's ownership of the process. We really think it's possible to do this well and to do it in a way that is not hijacked by political parties. But unfortunately, at the first decision point where the president could have decided to go with the advice of civil society over an arbitrary date that he'd announced, unfortunately, government decided to take over. And so we are really taking a position as watchdogs. We are going to do everything we can to make sure the national dialogue is as effective as possible. And as you say, that every South African who participates feels like their voice is actually heard in this process. That's what we believe it should be. That's what we're going to keep on trying to make sure it is. And we call on all South Africans to really take ownership of the process and ensure that it isn't just a government-owned and government-led public consultation process.
It's almost as if the tent is really struggling to stay pitched into the ground. A statement you made, government decided to take over, is telling. And it's telling because this is following a pattern we've seen before, where something starts off that looks good on paper, and government, and I know I'm using the word generically, and I know I might be making a generalized statement, is not celebrated for its humility, I'll put it that way, and nor is it celebrated for actually sometimes respecting the feelings of South Africans. It's almost like, I'm big brother, you do what I say kind of thing. Your response to that kind of sentiment, I know it might be a little bit over the top, but it is there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of the general malaise in South Africa is a trust deficit between people and government. And I think part of that does come from sort of a positioning of government as separate from the people and as making its own decisions without actually being really accountable to the people. Unfortunately, you know, we've now experienced some of that happening. You know, inevitably, it's a major endeavor, a major national ambition. We are looking at public funds to fund the majority of the costs. There were always going to be conflicts, and there were always going to be tensions between the wishes of government and the wishes of citizens. And our real sadness is that instead of resolving them on the side of citizens, governments decided to just move ahead, and no matter what the quality of the engagement is.
Yeah, I mean, convention, when I see the word convention, I see big bucks, really. Conventions don't come cheap. The other thing, I mean, a thought was crossing my mind when you were talking. I mean, community policing forums, for example, would they be represented at this national dialogue? Because if one goes down to the ground level, just as an example, the community police forums know exactly what's wrong with a lot of things, and they have got solutions at their fingertips. Sad thing, nobody listens to them.
Yeah, one of the plans, and we hope it is something that the now the organizing committee sticks to, was to support 30,000 South Africans with toolkits to roll out their own dialogues in community policing forums, in book clubs, in interest groups, in a wide range of settings, with having a technology platform that the outcomes of those conversations at a very local level could be collected into the national conversation. At the heart of the national dialogue is a plan for there to be about 13,500 dialogues at local level, engaging about 1.5 million South Africans, hopefully an additional few million engaged in citizen-led dialogues. And the real question is, how do we capture all of this incredible information and make something of a national social compact out of it? We'd been thinking that some of the critical themes we need to be working with is, you know, what are the radical reforms we need to be thinking about, the economic reforms, the electoral reforms, what are the rapid response issues at a local level, at a sectoral level? And then really, how do we rebuild the nation? How do we build a sense of collective ownership over the future of South Africa by its people, and really establish a platform that we can continue to find each other across our divides, across our differences, into something that is deeply meaningful for the country? So we hope that will still go ahead. We're going to do everything we can in our power to make sure it does.
And I'm glad that you are mentioning that. Janet, the final question, when we look at what we're facing here, every South African knows what's wrong with the country, and every South African knows what has to be done. Jobs, police, crime, etc. It's a no-brainer what the problems are. Do you think perhaps the focus needs to be on solutions? Otherwise, we're just going to get a regurgitation of something we already know, and government will just have its normal same old response.
Yeah, one of the big plans we had in the preparatory task team was to ensure that we had a very well facilitated set of dialogues at local community level that allowed people to share their frustrations, but primarily brought South Africans together to speak to each other about how they create solutions and about what solutions government should put in place. It really is meant to be a visioning process, a forward-looking process, and a process in which those solutions that communities know, they know what they need, that they can have a voice that really is heard in the process. So that is exactly what we should expect from this process, that we should expect it should not be like anything else we've ever had in this country. It should not be a government-led public consultation process. It should be something that feels qualitatively different, in which people really feel that they have been taken seriously in their ideas and their solutions, and in which we come together as South Africans and actually say, you know, it's not all on government. What is it we can do? What is it we can do together? What is it we can do across sectors? How do we all play a role in righting the ship that is South Africa?
Indeed, the National Dialogue, a unique opportunity. Janet Jobson, CEO of the Desmond Tutu and Leah Foundation, thank you so much for joining us on Newsbeat, and do enjoy the rest of the week.
Thanks so much.